Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, proud of its ties to Alaska communities since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude jumped from $68.51 per barrel to $70.26 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $62.63 per barrel to $64.52 per barrel. The average price of gasoline in the state is $3.92. Heat pumps are growing in popularity across the country, including in parts of Alaska. They're more energy efficient than traditional heating methods, like boilers or furnaces, because instead of generating heat, they move it from one place to another. A new study shows it could extend the life of Cook Inlet natural gas supplies if enough Anchorage residents installed one, but the study also shows the systems don't make financial sense in most cases in the state's largest city.
The fact that it is more expensive in the median case is probably why people aren't doing it.
Ian Mills is the research data manager for the University of Alaska Center for Economic Development. He's the lead author of a study published in June that analyzes the potential for air source heat pumps to be used more widely in Anchorage. Heat pumps run on electricity, and although they're more efficient than traditional heating methods, the report found the city's electric prices essentially negates their efficiency advantage. Compared nationally, Anchorage natural gas prices are far below the average, but electricity prices are much higher. According to the report, it costs residents $2,300 more annually to heat their homes if they made the swap. Mills says that cost difference is a barrier for residents, including himself.
If that difference was $500, I think people would be much more willing to say, oh, well, there's all these side benefits and it's better for the environment, so I'll do it.
Widespread heat pump adoption in the state's largest city would extend the life of natural gas supplies in Cook Inlet, the study says, but it doesn't say for how long. Mills says heat pumps in cold climates often rely on backup heat sources, such as electrical resistance heating, but even then, he says, you're using less energy.
It's just that because our electricity is relatively expensive, and the realities of generating electricity from natural gas, and because our natural gas is pretty cheap, this energy savings never translates into a meaningful dollar savings.
Even if heat pumps become more affordable, there are still hurdles the study identifies, including the complexity of permitting, consumer skepticism, and limited workforce capacity. In Anchorage, the report says that there's no temperature where heat pumps are cheaper to operate than a furnace or a boiler, but the study explored ways to make them more affordable. One solution is special rate structures for heat pump users in Anchorage. And that's something Chugach Electric is considering. Mark Hensbetter is a business development analyst with the company. He says Chugach is discussing how to design rates that'll support heat pump adoption.
There's a lot of good programs that have been successfully implemented in other parts of the country that we're also looking at to try to see like what really works. There's, I think, certainly some good opportunities to have, whether it's heat pump specific rates or just rates that support certain types of beneficial electrification.
Those changes would have to be approved by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. He says only several hundred of the utility's over 90,000 customers currently have a heat pump, but he's hearing increasing interest. Hensbetter is considering installing a heat pump himself for supplemental heat. He says some customers are switching to the technology because they can also provide air conditioning in the summer, which many homes in the city don't have. He compares buying a heat pump to purchasing a new car. There are considerations beyond cost, like fuel economy, safety features, or the number of seats. He says with heat pumps, it's the same thing.
Maybe it is that reduced exposure to price volatility of natural gas. You know, maybe it's going to be a carbon reduction. Maybe it's just going to be more consistent temperature.
The utility provides rebates of $900 for residential customers and $1,500 for commercial members who install heat pumps. Hensbetter says he expects the number of heat pumps in the city to grow as more residents become aware of the technology. And if a quarter of residents switch by 2045, the study found it'd prevent as much CO2 as all Anchorage cars produce in an entire year. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.